The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
What's up, everybody? It's time for another edition of our weekly visit, usually recorded on Monday morning, but on the TKR broadcast network throughout the week. Also uploaded to Apple platforms. It is Need to Know with Kip Kiefer here on TKR. Got a couple things on my mind this morning. There's breaking news that I had not planned on talking about, but it kind of fits into my whole theme of the amazing continuation of Trump delusion syndrome. It is rampant. It is everywhere. The extreme left is freaking out because this guy is the ultimate leader. He ran on a strong agenda. He went to Washington. He's executing what he ran on, the same platform that earned him an overwhelming victory over Kamala Harris, which every time I think about that, it's just unbelievable that we are in a country at this time of our history where the Democrat candidate for president was Kamala Harris, who may have been the most underqualified person to ever seek the presidency and actually get into the election as the nominee of one of the major parties. It is unbelievable to consider where we would be right now if this clueless, empty-minded, word salad purveyor had somehow managed to get into the White House. We would be up, I'm going to say it, shit creek without a paddle, because there's really no words to substitute instead of those. So anyway, we try to keep it clean and family oriented here. But anyway, that is exactly my thought. So all of this continues because Trump's pace in this first 6 months and a few days has been absolutely dizzying. Now, I don't always agree with everything he says and does. I watched him this morning do another big press conference in the briefing room of the White House, which was packed so full of reporters. This guy is big news every minute, every day, and there's never been a president who has been so accessible, so transparent, right out front. You ask a question, he answers the question, whether he likes your question or not. He might chastise you if you are with NBC or ABC or CBS, the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, or CNN, but he is going to give you his answer. And it's kind of remarkable to watch the complete transition from the pseudo presidency of his predecessor, Joe Biden, who I told you on this show when we first signed on more than 2 years ago, I said Joe Biden is president of the United States, but he is not in charge of jack squat. He makes no decisions. He has no real clue what's going on. He is teleprompted occasionally when they can get him cogent enough to stand up there for 5 or 6 minutes and read something. And props to Joe at that time at 80 or 81 years old. He can still read a teleprompter. Good for him. He can't execute. Remember the Joe Biden gaffes where he'd be reading his teleprompter and saying, "And this is going to be a great piece of legislation for our country, comma, He's reading it literally, even including the punctuation marks. So that era is certainly gone. And now, like him, love him, or despise him, Donald Trump, the ultimate leader, because he's doing what he says, he's doing what he said he was going to do. He made promises and the people voted for him, and he's executing policy. So today, the meeting was prompted by the fact that he is taking a congressional act passed. I'm not sure what year. I didn't have time to research it because all of this just breaking news a few minutes ago as we record this on Monday morning. But Trump has become fed up and has executed the National Home Act, which gives him the ability in Washington, D.C., the federal capital of the United States, to mobilize federal forces to get the city back on its feet in terms of this mammoth, massive crime wave that's happening on the streets of Washington, D.C., largely responsible for all of the tremendous increase in carjackings and armed robberies and snatch and grab robberies of jewelry stores and other major retailers. It's almost all coming from one of two groups, these illegal criminals that are in this country who seek sanctuary status in our nation's capital. The fact that the extreme left wing, which is the great creation of the Democrat Party, who has also created in D.C. and in the suburban areas, not many of the folks that are engaged in what I've been telling you about for a long time. We all now are only supposed to constitutionally have three branches of government. That, of course, is executive, legislative, and judicial. But the Democrats painstakingly, in the Obama 8 years, put together the ultimate infrastructure, expanding dramatically the bureaucratic nightmare that is Washington, adding tens of thousands of additional federal employees. It's right out of the playbook of some of the most infamous regimes that ever have risen to power. It is the administrative state, the bureaucratic nightmare. And that has what's been created in Washington. But these people aren't living in the city. These people live in the suburbs and gated communities. And all of these bureaucrats in all of these agencies and departments and bureaus that make so much of the policy, write the restrictions on regulatory instruction of what you can do and what you can drive and what kind of appliances could be in your house. These people that you didn't vote for, I didn't vote for, we couldn't pick them out of a lineup. We don't know who they are. This is the infrastructure built by the extreme left wing of the Democrat Party to hijack your government, which is supposed to be a representative republic government. That means you send people to Washington to represent you. These people, for the most part, these legislators, these House members, these senators, they are on the same gravy train that this giant bureaucracy is funding by allocating millions, billions of dollars every year that is distributed to all of these agencies and bureaus and departments, and then just spread around to all of these left-wing causes, all of these major people that can enhance their bottom line, like the big pharmaceutical companies, etc. So the problem in Washington is with this left-wing city government, which is the federal government typically does not handle any kind of law enforcement in Washington, except on the Park Service around our national monuments, and of course the Capitol Police at the Capitol Building and the White House. So it's a local police effort with a extreme liberal left mayor, like so many of our cities, with extreme city council left wingers. Washington voted 92% for Joe Biden, where nationally he was clearly underwater. But Washington, D.C. itself, 92% Democrat. It is a stronghold, and it was built brick by brick by the Obama administration and predecessors, dating all the way back to Bill Clinton and even Jimmy Carter, who started the Department of Indoctrination. Oh, I'm sorry, the Department of Education, which was really the Department of Indoctrination. All of that groundwork had been laid over the last 25 or so years before Barack Obama came in and took it to the next level. And in his third term, being the actual president behind the curtain, just like the Wizard of Oz, Barack Obama was pulling the strings and pushing the levers and buttons in this shadow government, which was consisted in the Biden administration of almost exclusively Obama era cabinet officials and major associates and assistants. And they didn't even need Joe to even be a figurehead to sign documents because they had the infamous auto pen. Biden issued over 3,000 pardons in the waning days of his administration. And if you think he had the attention span to even have any knowledge of any of these people, he did have knowledge of Hunter Biden, which is by reports the only one of these late pardons in the last 2 weeks he actually signed with his own hand. All the rest were auto pen. And if you try to convince me, if you have no common sense and you suggest that Joe Biden was making these decisions, you're just way out, not even in left field. You're not even in the stadium. You're not even in the city where the stadium is, because it's so obvious and so transparent. And it only takes two words to figure out exactly what was going on. Common sense. And it's been also validated by all these tell-all books that are coming out from Biden administration officials, and even from CNN's Jake Tapper, an anchor, who all want to cash in because they knew exactly what was going on. And now with these tell-all books, they are spilling the beans for profit. And it always comes down to that simple two-word sentence: for profit. Don't mind that it diminishes you if you were compliant and complacent while all this was going on. How do you look yourself in the mirror if you're Jake Tapper, who drank the Kool-Aid and led the band for all the Biden policies, which Biden had no policies except for at least 5 or 6 hours of nap time every day and 3-day quote work weeks in Washington, where he would fly back from Delaware on Monday, hang around Tuesday and Wednesday, and by Thursday night he was right back on planes that you pay for, Air Force One, going back, and Marine One helicopters, going back to Camp David or to Delaware to one of his two mansions. This public servant, this guy who gave 50 years of his life to being a public servant for you, the American people, barf, public servant, my, you know what. He was a self-servant, and his family exploited his position for all these years to personally profit. It always comes down to that. So today, Donald Trump, prompted by heinous crimes in Washington, D.C., shootings, carjackings, muggings, as I just mentioned, armed robberies. It is blatant, and it is being perpetrated by illegals or people that have already been arrested for these crimes, that this ridiculous system that's been initiated by the left with these liberal judges, liberal attorneys, liberal DAs, just having a revolving door. When somebody is caught in one of these crimes and booked, they are immediately almost let back out on the street, even in shootings. Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is a former Fox News correspondent who had been brought back into government by the Trump administration as the lead federal attorney in the Washington, D.C. district. She told a story today in this news conference about a guy on the L train the L's in Chicago. I forgot what the Washington train's called, but on public transportation in Washington, who actually shot another man in the chest. She got him convicted of, you know, some like second degree murder. And this guy was only 17 years old. So the judge told him, look, you can't be doing this kind of stuff, but I'm finding, we found you guilty, but you are going to be released on probation. And if you're ever back here again, we're really going to throw the book at it. This guy shot somebody. And the judge finished up with, you need to get your life together, go to college and become a responsible citizen. This is what's going on. Even if we arrest a criminal, they are being allowed to go right back on the street, and there's no bail posted. There's no repercussions whatsoever to heinous crime. And over the last week or so in Washington, there have been so many muggings and carjackings. And famously, one of the Doge warriors, a computer geek that worked under Elon Musk in finding fraud and abuse and waste and theft in our government, probably the most colorful of them, only 19 years old. His self-induced nickname he had given himself online was Big Balls. Well, Big Balls was out after an evening of revelry in Washington, apparently at 2 or 3 in the morning the other day, a week ago Friday, I believe it was, and witnessed a gang of teenage thugs trying to pull a woman out of a car and steal her car, carjack her, and maybe worse. He just happened along. Now, this guy is not some macho Superman. This guy is 19. As I said, he's just kind of a computer guy, not a physical specimen whatsoever. But he did the right thing. He saw this damsel in distress who was in real danger and at very least was just going to be roughed up and thrown to the street if best case scenario developed and have her car stolen. He interceded. He said, leave her alone. You know, get away from here, whatever, you know, tried to intercede, and they savagely attacked him like a wasp nest of angry hornets and literally beat the hell out of him, fractured his cheek, gave him a concussion, bloodied him. The pictures are just awful. His heroism, though, paid off because in that ensuing chaos, the young lady was able to drive away, you know, hit the gas and got away while they beat her rescuer senseless. I guess at the end of the day, it was a logical decision because there was nothing she could do to help him at that point. But bottom line is, it was the last straw. There was also a couple of shootings in some popular areas. And today, Donald Trump stood before the American people and a giant throng of media and said, we are instituting this HOME Act that gives us the ability to federalize law enforcement in Washington, D.C. As of right now, this crime wave, this scourge of insanity at the capital of our country is over. And one by one, major cabinet officials came up, Kash Patel from the FBI, Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General. One by one, they came to the stage and said, this is done. This is over. We are taking over law enforcement in Washington. The streets will be safe. People can come here with their families, visit their heritage and their country at all these national monuments, and not have to live in fear walking down a city street in D.C. This is supposed to be a show place. This is not a place where we can have this rampant crime. And most of the perpetrators in this particular incident, a couple of them have been arrested, but they're 16 and 17. One as young as 15 years old. I mean, this is completely out of hand. This revolving door for criminals, this sanctuary city that protects criminal invaders in our country from being rounded up by ICE when they are incarcerated. That's the dirty little secret that's happening in all these sanctuary havens for criminals, that if they do get arrested for a crime, before ICE can intervene and take them into custody for deportation, they are let out because there's this warped policy by this progressive left movement that's trying to protect these people, because ultimately they want disorder, they want chaos, they want to be able to point at the administration and say, look, everything's out of control here in this country. They want to have these people stay here that are not here legally. They use lines like constitutional crisis and threat to democracy, because the federal government is cracking down, trying to get these millions of people that flooded this country illegally under the Biden administration out of here, especially the estimated somewhere between 150,000 and 200,000 hardened convicted criminals. These are murderers. These are rapists. These are child abusers. These are people that have committed heinous crimes, not only in their countries of origin, but in this country, and are still walking the streets. So this has got to end. And this is the first domino tipped in order to seize back control of our crown jewel city, the capital of our country, and hopefully set the stage for a lot more of this kind of activity in New York, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Minneapolis. All of these sanctuary havens have got to be turned inside out, and sanity needs to be restored. So in the meantime, while this is going on, you've got Mamdani, who is Mamdani, I've got to get his name down. Mamdani, who is working the streets of all five boroughs of New York, saying that when he's elected, he will be Donald Trump's worst nightmare. He is identifying himself after the Bernie Sanders example as a democratic socialist. Okay, folks, let's just talk semantics here. Let's talk definition of words. A democratic socialist, that's like declaring yourself a carnivorous vegan. It's two opposite terms. You can't be a carnivorous vegan and you can't be a democratic socialist. They are the polar opposites of each other. If you're a socialist, you are for big government. You are for total control of the bureaucracy, not your individual rights or freedom. That is completely different than living in a democracy or a representative republic, which we actually live in. A democracy is a simple majority. That's not the system we have, because that system would be dominated by the very places that are causing all the problems now. So when you hear Democrat socialist, you should bust out laughing, because it is absolutely the opposite of each other. You can't be for democracy and be a socialist. That is not a mix that's even possible in terms of the very meanings of those words. Just like you cannot be a carnivorous vegan, you can't consume meat and swear it off by only eating natural vegetables or whatever. They're two opposite terms. So basically, that's the insanity we have. Mamdani saying that he's going to be Trump's worst nightmare. All of his policies are absolutely, they're not even left wing. I heard somebody call him a progressive the other day. That's another fake word. Progressive is another code word for disguising the socialist intentions of the extreme left of the Democrat Party. All of the all-stars like Bernie, like AOC, Elizabeth Warren, who's come out and actually endorsed this socialist, the Congresswoman Slotkin from Michigan, whose comment about Ma'am Downey was, this guy is so polished, he's so smart, and you know, he's for the people or whatever. I think she called him bright. He's not bright. He's bright and he's polished, but he's a bright and polished snake oil salesman, because what he's selling New Yorkers and ultimately the American people is the notion that a central government where everybody ties for first place, where everybody's opportunities are limited to whatever vision the government sees for them, not the destiny they are trying to stake for themselves. That's the standard. And you are not bright and you are not polished and you are not enlightened and for the people if you are a socialist. Socialism has killed more people in this world historically than any other political ideology, and it's not even close. Democrats say Donald Trump is a dictator. He's trying to be Hitler. He's the reincarnation of Hitler. At the same time, you've got a guy standing up there, the Democrat socialist, these bright, enlightened guy for the people. And this guy is vehemently anti-Semitic. He is a socialist. He is an Islamist. This guy is an absolute nightmare, and he is for the elimination of Jews around the world. Who does that sound like? I don't hear Donald Trump talking about wiping the Jewish state of Israel and the Israeli people, the Jewish people, off the planet. This guy is using Hitler style rhetoric. And he's worse than Hitler, because he's a combination of that kind of mentality, along with this belief that government knows best, and people like smart, polished people like Mamdani himself is the one telling you that he knows better than you do what's right for your life. And they completely thumb their nose at any notion that the American people have any sense at all. They are absolutely appalled that Donald Trump was swept into office with a massive victory. They can't understand it, and they're going to do everything to try and blow it up. But you've got to stop and think. These people have zero, and I mean with a capital Z-E-R-O, credibility, because every time Donald Trump says something or executes another policy, they go absolutely freaking nuts. Remember when Trump put the tariffs in place? Oh, this is the end of, we're going to have the second Great Depression in the last century. This is going to cause the collapse of our economy. Inflation is going to soar. We are going to enter into a period of darkness economically. You can't impose tariffs because it's going to make prices go out of line. Well, that was absurd, because the American for years have just sat back and watched their government give away billions of dollars in bad deals to all these people in the world. And what Trump knew that none of these other people knew, none of these leftist blowhards, none of these quote unquote economists predicting doom and gloom, Trump knew that the world is going to have to acquiesce and step into line, because without America as a customer, those countries were going to go right around the circle of the drain and be sucked right down. Their economies are reliant on your pocketbook, my pocketbook. They had to play ball, and Trump knew it. But all of these people who want to tell you that anything Donald Trump institutes is going to be an absolute catastrophe, disaster, they're always 100% wrong. They're wrong, they're dishonest, and they're stupid. Because if you just, again, apply common sense, and that's what I always advocate here on Need to Know, think for yourself, use your common sense, ask yourself what's wrong with this picture, what's right with this picture, and you usually will have a clear vision of exactly what your opinion needs to be, not influenced by any of these talking heads, particularly these fanatics on the other side. Again, is Trump perfect? Absolutely not. Sometimes he babbles and trips over his tongue to the point where, you know, I'm just saying, Donald, enough, be quiet. You're drifting into territory where you don't need to be, because they're going to take everything he says literally and turn it into some big scandalous headline on MSNBC or in the New York Times. But with all that being said, they have no credibility. The one big, beautiful bill, which prevented at the end of the year, you have no idea what that did for you if you are a wage earner who's paying taxes. Because if that bill had not passed, the tax increase at the end of this year, which would have been in effect for this tax year next year, would have been the biggest increase in American history. The average household would have seen exposure, and this is the average household, of $7,000 or $8,000 additional dollars in taxation every year. It was not sustainable. It had to happen. And also the reforms in government, cutting expenses. You heard the Democrats go, you know, all out there, this bill is literally going to kill thousands of people because he's taking away their Medicaid benefits. Trump said Medicaid benefits cannot be touched. What the bill did was, again, save you money, because so many people are riding this system that are completely able-bodied, that are not old enough to qualify for Medicaid, that are the biggest flim-flam fraud artists in the business, people still getting checks from the money that were distributed back during the COVID situation. People put in applications for funding that were totally false, and this government did nothing to ensure that that money was getting in the right hands. There was so much fraud and so much theft and abuse going on, it had to be cleaned up. And this bill has done all kinds of other things, completely open up the energy sector, which is something that we all need to see. All these predictions about inflation and recession, all BS, all just contrived. If Trump's for it, we're against it. That's our policy. We don't have any ideas. We don't have any vision. We're just anti anything this current administration does. And that's what you need to keep in mind when you watch all of this unfold. Don't buy the banana that this guy Mamdani is a guy who's got good ideas for New York City and for the country, because this guy is a socialist and a hardcore, just complete nightmare in terms of his policies and his ideology. He might look good, he might sound good, he might know how to use social media, but young people, if any of you are listening, be influencers with your own generation. Don't buy this banana of nonsense from this guy that says everything's going to be free. The government's going to take care of everything. This country is unfair. There should be no such thing as ultra rich people. Well, guess what? Mamdani's parents, multimillionaires. He comes from privilege. He also is an abuser in the fact that he has lived in a rent controlled apartment in New York, which obviously was put on a list and moved to the top of the heap. This guy's making $147,000 right now as a New York assemblyman, and he lives in housing that was designed to help out people that were in terrible economic strait. This guy is not legitimate. He is not a serious contender in terms of of what he wants to do for citizens. Everything in life is not free. It's not realistic, and it never comes to pass. I remember when Barack Obama was elected the first time, he got a lot of votes in that first term because the word got out he was going to give everybody free things, free phones. I can't remember some of the other promises, big dramatic housing breaks and economic opportunity. And the Obama administration did none of that. So all the promises about everything, you're going to be on easy street if you vote for this socialist. Socialism has been tried over and over and over around the world, and it always, always immediately becomes apparent that it's big government in charge and the people don't matter. And worse than that, it almost instantly transforms into hardcore Marxist communist control of everything. Hundreds of millions of people have died as a result of this in the most recent takeovers in China and Russia, which were supposed to be people's revolutions. They quickly became these dictatorships, the true dictatorships. Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin, both presiding over situations where millions of people in those countries died. In China, everything became seized by the state. People growing crops didn't have enough food to sustain themselves. In Russia, anybody who even batted one of narrowing glance at questioning policies was senselessly rounded up and exiled to godforsaken places or executed. I don't know what would be worse, but the bottom line is this ideology has been tried so many times and never works because eventually you run out of other people's money to spend. Socialism is not a practical solution. It doesn't work. It's proven. If you do even basic research, and the internet is a fantastic tool for doing that, don't be blindsided and get caught up in the seductive promise that you're going to be on easy street and everything's going to be free. Trump is providing the leadership that he ran on, and we're going to get this country back. We're going to get this immigration situation completely under control. It's already under control about who's coming into this country. It is not disrupting communities and, deporting innocent citizens, because the Constitution does not agree that these are innocent citizens that have come to this country illegally and setting up shop here and using resources that are both supposed to be intended for the American people. Don't buy it, folks. It's not true. Again, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an American. I'm a constitutionalist. I am down with the founding fathers and the principles this country was founded on. We haven't been perfect, but we're striding more and more in that direction all the time and going the opposite direction, turning left and embracing this ideology that has no chance to be successful because it's never been successful. If your common sense considers things, you're going to come to the same conclusion that this is absolutely a ridiculous direction that these people are advocating this country to go. And you and me and everybody, all of our future, our children, our grandchildren are going to be living in a third world hellhole if we embrace this absurd assertion that this is the proper way to go for this country. That's what I thought you needed to know this week. Didn't mean to preach, but sometimes you got to get kind of demonstrative if you're trying to make your point. And I want everybody to do their own research, do their own thinking, and come to their own common sense conclusion, because I'm confident if you do those things, you will be in the right camp, because you're going to do what's best for you and for your family and your friends and your neighbors and your fellow Americans. And that's what it's all about. I'm Kip Kiefer, back with you again next week right here on TKR with Need to Know.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.